bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
On today's podcast, we interviewed the very lovely Sarah Schaefer. I was pretty... Nervous? Not nervous. I was impressed. Staring at her.
What?
Gosh.
Infatuated?
Not in that type of a way. Just
have we turned you?
Every day, I'm that little bit closer. No, she was just so cool. She's just one of those cool American girls that have this swag, you know?
Well, she's been on Amy Schumer and Jimmy Fallon. She knows the score.
She's an Emmy Award winner.
She is.
For a category I can't pronounce, so you know it's good.
Yeah. To hear the category, listen to this. This is the Triple Threat Podcast.
In the studio with us, Sarah Schaefer. Hello, hello, hello.
Hi. Oh, thank you so much, everyone.
All the people.
All the people love you. welcome to Melbourne. Is this your first time here?
Yes.
Oh, yay.
Love it so much.
It's like you were making some interesting comparisons between here and where you've been living.
Yeah.
New York City.
I was in New York City for a long time, and it's a very... I don't think New York respects itself as much as Melbourne. It's very smelly.
We're a strong, independent city. We respect ourselves.
Yeah, you guys like to take care of yourself.
Just shower daily.
Self-care. New York, not so much. It smells bad. And like you'll be walking down the street and suddenly a drop of liquid will just hit your head. Like a big, you know,
a big drop
and it's not raining. Yeah. So you're like, where did that come from? You look up, you're like, nah, I don't know. I just hope whatever hit me is not.
It's like London in the 18th century. People just throw things out the window and hope they land on the street and not on someone.
There's so many people in New York that it's bad behavior is easy to get away with because you can just blame it on everybody else. Which I have done.
All right.
I'm guilty of it as well.
So now you're living in LA.
Yeah.
So is that for work or what?
Yeah, well, also
no,
for...
No, she blamed too many things on people in New York and had to leave.
We're starting to suspect. No, I went to LA for work and also because New York was making me so tired, you know? And LA is an easier place to live and you can have it's more affordable. And there's more industry, more TV and
because you're an Emmy winner.
I am.
You've won Emmys for your work with Jimmy Fallon.
I did.
Which is amazing.
I won the nerdiest Emmy that you can get.
What, lighting or something?
No.
I think that's pretty nerdy.
Oh, this is nerdy. Creative achievement in interactive media nonfiction. That is what my Emmy says. Guys, it's the most sought-after Emmy Award.
It's like, do you know how parents brag about like their children?
Yeah.
Hopefully, that's the thing for you.
Yeah.
I could just imagine like your parents saying, "Oh yeah, no, my daughter is an Emmy Award winner," and be like, "Oh, what kind?" And she's like, "Oh, it doesn't matter."
Does all that fit on the trophy?
It does. They made it fit. And my name is on there. It's a great thing to have on my shelf. I won two, but
what?
The first one we had to, we didn't, like, it was the first year and we didn't understand the rules and we just submitted Late Night with Jimmy Fallon. So we just got one statue.
Oh, no.
And so you have to submit a group of like all the people who want a statue to submit their names.
How many people were in your group this time? Is it one?
The one we won, it was four people. Jimmy, my boss, me, and some dude. Some dude that worked for NBC.
I think his name was Dave Letterman or something, you know.
Yeah, you know, just to thank him.
Just me and Jimmy, you know. Yeah. Me and Jimmy.
Pretty high achievement. Like, what's next? Maybe an award with title.
Yeah, I would love to win another Emmy in my lifetime. Mm-hmm. Now that I've done it once, what's stopping me?
Exactly.
But yeah, I'd love to win one for writing or acting or creating a show.
Yeah.
That's what I'm working towards, slowly but surely.
And in the studio, we have Sarah Schaefer.
Get it right, man.
It's so hard for me to get out.
Why?
I don't know why.
Is Schaefer a weird name in Australia?
Yes. No,
okay.
It's not a weird name.
Just because your name's not James.
Okay.
because it's easy.
Stand down.
Sarah Schaefer. We can
that is
get
an
our,
order, Christina. You stand down now.
Sorry, James. Jeez.
So it's your first time in Australia. Do you have? Are you here for long, or are you going to have to like ship out as soon as you're finished?
Yeah, I have to leave right away. But 2 weeks here is a good amount of time to explore and.
Have you found anything spectacular or interesting yet?
Really loved the tan.
Oh yeah,
the tan.
Are you a runner?
Yeah, and I loved.
Have you got your set of activewear? Because that is a prerequisite.
I saw that activewear video.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God. It was so funny. It was Australian, so right?
Yeah.
I love activewear, all types. But I have been mindful since seeing that video to not let it become my full-time outfit.
No, that's right. We're
it's
glad
an epidemic.
Yeah,
we're glad that you came today in non-active
wear. I'm wearing jeans, which is, you know, just one step up.
So you're here as part of Headliners.
Yeah,
Headliners. Tell us a bit about that.
Okay, so you know how at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, there's a lot of shows. And most of them are one person on stage for a whole hour. Why would you do that to yourself? What if you go to the show and don't like the person? Mm-hmm. Well, at Headliners, we've got four North American comedians. So if you don't like one of us, you just have to wait 20 minutes until the next one gets up.
And then it's you can't a grab like bag. Them. And then it just the cycle continues.
Yeah. So it's a total grab bag. We're all very different. I'm the best. And
obviously.
That's why we have you.
Yeah, exactly. And it's I'm joking, but it's a really fun show. It's me, Ian Edwards, Mark Normand, and Daniel Corin. We all live in the States, and we're all very different in our comedy. So you'll get, it's a great show. I'm really proud to be working alongside those guys. They're very funny.
How does it go, like, with everybody coming from the States as well, back in, like, into Melbourne?
Mm-hmm.
Are you guys all taking different perspectives of the city itself, and then...
Yeah.
Discussing
it. Are you going on little adventures together?
Yeah, we are. They're like, it's comedians are, like, really... kind of antisocial weirdos. But we like force ourselves to hang out, like, hey, do you want to go to the museum together? And it's like, but yeah, we've been having a really good time and meeting a bunch of the other comics, local and from the UK and, you know, all over. So it's been fun. Everybody's been hanging. It's fun.
Great. Well, hope you have still continue to have a wonderful time and tick some, anything else on your list that you need to tick off?
I really want to touch a koala
right
bear.
Okay. Yep. Fine.
A koala and a kangaroo. And what did you think I was going to say?
Well, I don't know, but I was up for it.
Yeah, I want to go out and see some animals.
Yeah,
not in the
animals.
Zoo. I already went to the zoo. I want to see animals that aren't suicidal.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Yeah. You can go out in the wild.
Don't look at the side of the road on the highway.
Oh,
they're
no.
No.
Yeah.
No. No, they're just sleeping.
Sarah Schaefer, thank you so much for coming in today. If you want to check her out, you can. Headliners is part of the International Comedy Festival. You can head to the website comedyfestival.com.au to find out more and get tickets.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.